So hey everyone, welcome to the newest episode of the SaaS Sessions podcast. This is me, Sunil. I'm your host for this episode. Today I have Manish Sharma with me on the show, on the episode. Manish is the country manager at GitHub in India. GitHub recently opened their operations in India. Previously, Manish worked at great companies like Adobe, BizIQ, SAP and more. So hey Manish, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks Sunil, thanks for having me on.
So hey Manish, I gave a short introduction about you, but maybe you want to expand on your intro?
Sure Sunil, so as you mentioned, I'm the country manager for GitHub here in India. I've recently taken up this position as we launched our operations here a couple of months back. It's been super exciting working with the community and customers in India, talking to them about, you know, the what's happening in the coding world, how we can make their lives easier to develop and collaborate together on the platform.
Right.
My responsibilities here are working with the community, working on sales and marketing, basically driving more developers to use the GitHub platform from India.
Totally.
As you mentioned before this, I worked with Adobe. I did a couple of roles there. I was the head of strategy and business operations and also the partner ecosystem. I used to work with partners in driving the go-to-market for the digital experience business, as well as, you know, look at what should be the long-term strategy for Adobe in India, working on operations related to that. Before that, I also worked in a startup. So let me before I go there, let me start from the beginning, actually. Uh-huh. So I've always been a techie at heart. Right. I actually started coding in the last century. I like to put it that way. I was coding fast Fourier transforms. I'm not sure if your listeners even remember things like that. But this was long, long ago, even before startups were cool. I jumped into a startup in late 1999, where we were starting to build a technology platform that enables any applications to be mobile enabled. It might sound funny trying to do these things in 99, but there were new standards like WAP, WML taking off, and the customers, the enterprise customers, starting to look at things like BlackBerry, SMS applications, pagers. Right. So we actually created a middleware platform which enables applications to work on any of these products. And that's when I really got a very interesting taste of working on products, software products, and taking them to market. I actually ended up living in Puerto Rico for almost a year, where we had sold our platform to AT&T. I just loved working with the business teams at our customer place, trying to figure out new use cases and how they could use our platform. I just loved the whole customer experience. That was my first transition away from, you know, coding to starting to work on the business side, sales and marketing, business development. Ended up doing that for our startup in the US and in the Europe market. The first time we had the dot-com burst, which was, you know, late 2001, early 2002, is when, you know, we also faced challenges in, you know, raising our next round of funding. Ended up selling the company and coming back to India. Mm-hmm. I was lucky to work in one of the best companies that was there, which is Sun Microsystems.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know how many of your listeners would remember the iconic Sun Microsystems.
Yeah.
I started working on the market development team. This was the team that would go and work with other product companies, other ISVs, as you call it, and get them to run on the Sun ecosystem.
Right.
Many of you would remember Sun Microsystems had its own workstations, servers, Spark-based servers, RISC application-based architecture,
right,
and also the iconic Solaris in Java. I ended up being the Java ambassador. Okay. So yes, I did get lots of chances to work with James Gosling. I even went out to a lot of fun places in Beijing together with him. So my job at that time was to evangelize Java, to get people to start coding on Java, participate in JSR, which was the community review of XML APIs that were coming on Java. Fun role, got to work with lots of customers, lots of developer communities. And my second transition was actually when SAP reached out. They were looking at starting up technology platform business. And they had just launched a brand called NetWeaver way back in 2006. And they wanted somebody to come and build that out. So I joined SAP, and I think that was one of the most memorable part of my career, where I spent almost 10 years working at SAP, building the technology and platform business, worked on taking to market iconic brands like NetWeaver, BusinessObjects, Sybase, HANA, and a lot of other products that SAP released in the technology ecosystem.
Right.
But I always had the startup itch. Even while I was at Sun and SAP, I did a couple of startups on my side. Like, I launched a platform called Book Me a Book, which was an online books circulating library. It's still running today. I just love being the product manager, the CEO, CFO, everything for that company, and moonlighting for a lot of things to build that up.
Right.
So after SAP, I actually went back and worked in another startup called VizIQ, which in today's term would be gold. We actually enable teachers, professors, institutions to teach online.
Right.
So we had the whole concept of doing a live online training. Mm-hmm. And we truly believe that by enabling a live online, we can actually accelerate the whole going online for an educational institution. So
totally.
We did that for a couple of years. Had great fun. It was a SaaS platform. We took it global. More than 90% of our revenues came from outside of India. All of that was inbound. So setting up a whole inbound engine, sales, marketing, mm-hmm. was a great experience. And once we sold the company, I moved on to Adobe. And here we are.
Right.
So that was a long answer to your question.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's a very interesting journey. From engineering, you went to business development, then you went to product, then you went to looking after revenue at BizIQ, and then like setting up business, doing partnerships at Adobe, and obviously now running business ops and heading the country for a great company like GitHub in India, right? I remember India is the third largest user base for GitHub, right?
Yes, it is. So GitHub has more than 50 million developers on its platform globally. India is the third largest community.
And nice.
If you look at the market itself, Sunil, India is one of the largest developer market in the world.
Totally.
It's the second largest right now behind the US, but by 2024, India would be the largest developer market globally.
Awesome.
And if you look at a platform like GitHub, which is home to all developers, it just makes sense for us to be here, closer to our community, helping them adopt our technologies.
Totally. So GitHub definitely had presence in India before, but they officially kickstarted their operations in India, right? So can you tell us more on what are the plans for GitHub in India?
Sure. As you said, we already had our presence here by way of community. Uh-huh. We had lots of developers across the professional developer ecosystem as well as the educational developer ecosystem using the platform. Mm-hmm. We've had customers who have bought GitHub either directly online or through our partners. But I think the main purpose of us starting our operations here was to get closer to the community and our customers. Mm-hmm. I like to summarize our strategy as the two C's: get closer to the community and commerce.
Right.
So on the community side, we want to work more closely with the open source community. Mm-hmm. As all of you would be aware, a lot of the open source projects are hosted on GitHub, and it just facilitates the working on open source software to maintain it together, to build on top of it. There
right.
are many open source projects that are being maintained out of India, but I'm more excited about the projects that have come out of India. So there are projects like Calibre, Pegasto, Frappe, who have been developed here,
right.
and they're being used by millions of developers globally. So we'd like to get closer to the community to help them create more frameworks, more products, and more technologies that they can open source from India. So that's going to be a big focus for us on the community side. We're also going to be working with students because
right.
we want to enable and nurture the next generation of coders.
Right.
When we launched in February, we also announced that we would be sponsoring hackathons. So any institution in India when they were looking to do their first hackathon, they're always confused about how should they do it, how should they measure it, how will they get collaboration from, you know, different partners, etc. So towards that effort, we partner with Major League Hack to help these institutions to run hackathons. So that's also going to be a big focus area for us. And obviously, as you're aware, startup ecosystem. Whatever we can do to help drive a quicker innovation journey for all of the startups through our technology and platform, there are thousands of other marketplace players available on GitHub that can help startups build their products faster and in a more secure way. So really looking forward to working with the startup community as well. Definitely. And obviously on the commerce side, commerce is where we are helping enterprise customers adopt a really modern DevOps chain and become more agile as they develop their applications. You know, we have a hypothesis that now every company in the world is a software company. It doesn't matter if you're a born digital company, you could be a traditional legacy industry, you could be a manufacturing unit, if you're a bank or a media company, you're all transforming into a software company. So how can we help all those customers in India as they go through this transformation in setting up a more robust tool chain in a more secure way? So that's what we've been doing over the last few months since our launch.
Right, totally. I mean, that, you know, GitHub has a wide presence in India. I agree with that, you know. So if I have to give you, like, the listeners an analogy, it would be like, you know, so just like content is to HubSpot, it's like, you know, developers is to GitHub, right? So how are you setting up the operations in India? Like, you know, what are some of the steps that you have already taken? And like, maybe how big is the team as of now in India?
So, good question. We have a lot of developers who start off with GitHub, and that's what we want to nurture.
Right.
We launched our operations in February. I've been busy ramping up the team. By the end of the calendar year, we expect to be about 200 people here in India.
Right.
That's what we've already announced. COVID notwithstanding, I've been busy in hiring a team as well. Slowly coming on board to help me across the initiatives which I talked about, community and commerce. We will also be having, you know, team members across the engineering unit, engineering services, support, so more of a cross-functional team to grow the India market and business. That's what we've been focusing on.
Got it. That's really great. And since you said, like, you have these two verticals that you're going there, startup and commerce, right? Or community and commerce, I would say. So what's your overall GTM strategy like? Like, are you going to go via the self-service model, or, you know, the inside sales model, or the field sales model, or, you know, the partnership model or the channel model, because you were doing partnerships with Adobe, right? Or is it something else that you're going to do in terms of GTM in India?
That's a good question. So on the commerce side, Sunil, so we do have, you know, a strategy of going to market. GitHub has always been online and self-serve. So we take two routes to market. One is self-serve and the other one is sales-serve. Self-serve, as the name suggests, anybody can go online, subscribe and start using the platform. That's available everywhere. Sales-serve is when we work with our field sales team as well as our channels team to get to customers. So we do have a very strong partner ecosystem as well. In fact, over the last many years, we've had a bunch of partners in India who've been helping our customers adopt GitHub. So they do all the consulting services delivery. Right. And as we grow in the India market, we are looking at getting more partners on board. We've already been doing that over the last 2-3 months, ever since we launched, signing up new partners. And it helps, right? Partners are the ones who are working very closely with customers in their infrastructure, helping them set up their internet, their tool chain, as well as advising them on, you know, what is the best way they could structure their organization to become a more modern DevOps system setup.
Right. So are you going behind any particular industries in India in terms of this whole go-to-market strategy that you have, or it is like industry-wide?
It is cross-industry, you know, because as I mentioned, every company is becoming a software company.
Right.
They are looking at, you know, how they should adopt platforms like GitHub. Mm-hmm. But obviously, there are some industries which are born digital, which, you know, are all tech. So they start off on the journey pretty quickly. So right. ITES, internet commerce, media, banking, telecom, these are always technology first, born digital kind of companies. So they've been pretty quick to adopt. We do have right. many customers in the manufacturing and automotive space as well. So I would just say it's across industries,
right.
what we're seeing.
Right. Any specific channels that you're focusing on in going in terms of marketing and going behind these companies, or these would be just the same channels that you just mentioned? Like GitHub creates a lot of content, but right, and to you know get people for the self-service model, but you would have to you know do a lot more on you know Indian specific content, right? So you're going to create content you know specific to the Indian audience and maybe talk stories and talk success about like you know how other Indian companies are using GitHub, so that you know to generate that trust and credibility.
Oh, absolutely. Even when we did the launch in February, I had key customers like Swiggy and Aris Global talking about how they have adopted their experience. So customer stories always help. We have hundreds of customers here in India. And going forward, we would be creating a lot of these customer success stories to help other customers understand what you know their peers and others have gone through in their journey of adopting modern DevOps toolchains. So that's something we will definitely be focusing on. But coming back to your question on the route to market, so I think it's going to be consistent. It's going to be the sales channel that I mentioned to you and working with partners. There are a lot of the companies in India who have been servicing developer tools, the whole cloud application for customers.
Right.
And they are instrumental in helping us work through you know customers that we want to reach out to. Going for partners is a big focus area for us.
Totally. And so in terms of the community, right? So do you think like you, if you guys are focusing on at the college level, right? Because that's where the most of the developers would, you know, be playing around a lot of projects that they would be working on in their colleges or something like that. So do you think like creating any partnerships in those areas, right? And what kind of benefits that you get as a company from, you know, by partnering up with these, like, you know, by such partnerships?
So good question. So when I look at community, I break it up into multiple pieces, as I mentioned. Right. One is the open source community. The other one is startups. Education yeah. is a completely separate focus area.
Right.
We've actually made different products that help colleges, universities, and schools teach coding. You know, for example, how do you submit coding assignments to your professor so that they can grade them? How do they collaborate with you and show you how to code? We've actually made products specific to teaching that we give to the education institutions. Partnership here has only been with a company like a Major League Hack who's helping us on hackathons. But for all other educational institutions, you know, we work with them directly. They reach out to us through our online channels. Because we have a very comprehensive package that we offer to the educational institutions. We give them you know, all of the entire GitHub platform to use for their teaching purposes. We have student packs. So there are lots and lots of partners, you know, platform partners that we have on GitHub.
Right.
The combined value of what we have to offer for an individual student is about $250,000 worth of credits for different softwares. You know, these could be Azure credit, these could be AWS credits, GCP credits, other technology platform. So if you're a student and you're just starting off to learn to code, the beauty of GitHub being agnostic to tools, technology, and platform really helps you explore you know, the boundaries of what you can do with code.
Right.
And we actually work directly with a lot of teachers. We do boot camps for teachers on how they could understand the agile methodologies and work with students in a more effective way. There is another platform which I don't know if you or the audience know about, but I feel very passionate about. Yeah. Is something which we've launched called Learning Lab. So it's lab.github.com. It's actually our bot-based training framework.
Amazing.
So one of the biggest problems that you have when you want to do education and teach students is you know, the scalability of the teacher, the professor. So we've actually created a platform which is purely pod based. So the pod will actually teach you to code. It will wait on you to do it the right way before moving on to the next step, etc. Right. This actually helps a lot of the schools and colleges to rapidly adapt technology. So if there's somebody who's out there who wants to learn Python, they can immediately get started on VLab and GitHub, set up a repository, understand what check-in, check-out, fork, pull, all of these things mean, and how you should be doing Python coding. So that definitely helps in working closely with educational institutions.
Yeah, I mean, like GitHub as a company does a lot, many things. I mean, and those would be really useful to the Indian audience, and even more now since it has the presence in India. So is GitHub still hiring, right?
Yes, we've been hiring. As I said, we've been ramping up the team. Mm-hmm. India is a focus market, and we're continuing to make our investments here. This is the largest community that is out there. So getting closer to them is a big priority for us. And it keeps me busy as well over the last few months. I really had my hands full working with the community and customers alike.
Great. I can understand, you know, running the country operations for such a great company would not be an easy task. But yeah, you're doing a great thing. I mean, I think it was like long pending since, like, you know, having presence of GitHub as a company in India. So that's really great. And I think we've reached a course here. So, but I have three lightning questions for you, Manish. So you can answer, you know, whatever is on top of your mind.
Sure.
So, yeah. So, yeah, what do you know about your work now that you wish you'd have known when you first started?
Oh, that's an interesting one. Mm-hmm. I wish I had known it was as exciting it is right now. I literally don't get to know which day it is, what time of the day. Interacting with customers, community 24/7 is a super, super exciting job.
Right. And so what did your biggest professional failure teach you?
Have some interesting questions. I think a lot of my startup experiences have been about how do you pace yourself. Uh-huh. Right? Do you try out too many things at the same time, or do you prioritize? So trying to sift through what is important and strategic at the same time and mm-hmm. focusing on them has been my biggest learning.
Awesome. And so what's the number one thing that has helped you shorten your learning curve?
Experiment. I think over the course of my career and journeys, I have always experimented with multiple things. Mm-hmm. It's not about, you know, working in different companies, but it's also about doing different roles.
Right.
So I have had multiple swim lanes. I've done engineering. I have done product management. I have done sales. I've done marketing. I have done operations. I've done partners. So it mm-hmm. really helps you get a very good perspective of every function mm-hmm. and you become more conscious about things when you're executing. You know, what is the impact? How will you get support? So I would really recommend that the audience to your program experiment with their careers, experiment with different functions. Right? It's always a great learning and exposes you to a lot more. And who knows, it might open new doors that you've never thought about as well.
Totally. I mean, that's like a really great advice. And a few of my guests recently have said the same thing about this particular question, which is like experimenting is the number one thing that has helped them shorten their craft learning curve. So I think that is definitely says that it's effective and it works, right?
It's all about experiences.
Yeah. So thanks a lot, Manish, for this amazing insight in terms of, you know, how GitHub is doing and what it plans to do in India and how it is going to grow. So, thanks a lot for these amazing insights.
Thanks, Sunil. Pleasure talking to you. Thanks for having me on your show.